Waging War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In this time,
give it to me easy. My friends, we are L-I-V-E, live on this 11th day, 11th day of May 2014. When we're not live, that's once a month or so, you will hear me say it's an original transmission because I will tape a whole show or part of a show for you on either Friday night or Saturday if I'm going to be out of town or busy with family stuff like on Easter. But we are live, and we're also live not just Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, but back weekdays, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. And when that broadcast, when I'm not there, it's David Knight sitting in, doing a fabulous job. He did a great job Friday with the crew. One of the best crews out there. We are not just mainstream media's killer. We are the antidote to the New World Order, and so are you, we the people. All right. I got so excited when I saw this yesterday because I've been following it that I shot a video that's up on Infowars.com. But I talk about certain things being a skeleton key or a Rosetta Stone. And what is a skeleton key or a Rosetta Stone? A Rosetta Stone is the key to decipher the meaning of ancient hieroglyphics. What was it in that case? Was it Egypt or Babylon? I forget. Just pull up the Rosetta Stone for me. Thanks. And when they found that decoder template carved on a black rock, they could suddenly unlock many of the ancient mysteries. And it's the same thing with a skeleton key. It's the key in a hotel or a business that will open all the locks, not just the one office. I have a key for here at the office that opens all the doors. What's happened in Mexico is a Rosetta Stone, is a skeleton key. And I'm going to come back and cover it. It's a positive Rosetta Stone key. It's a brush fire that if wind hits it, and if we fan the flames, will burn down tyranny and create a verdant system of low crime and just luxurious freedom worldwide. And a return to chivalry, to knighthood, to people not smarting off and having to, you know, not cash checks at their mouth rights. This is so important. There's also very poisonous Rosetta Stones and skeleton keys or just things that, you know, really make things clear what's going on. And the Pope coming out, I want to talk about this more today, earlier in the week, I guess on Thursday night, and saying we need wealth redistribution. You guys reprint me or repull those articles from Friday and Thursday. I want to get his quotes exactly right. That's a big deal to say we should have wealth redistribution because that's stealing. Thou shalt not steal. And you can always argue, well, it's for the poor, it's for the best interest. It always turns into a monstrous tyranny. And the elite are the ones pushing this because they get the money and then hand out chicken feed to the public. So we're going to be covering that coming up as well today. But I'm going to try to be calm. This is so monumental, what's happening in Mexico. From every angle, it's the key. And I salute the people of Mexico. Mexico to legitimize vigilantes fighting drug cartel. That's the AP. And it goes on from there. Mexican vigilantes keep arms despite deadline. Strange. AP changed that headline. It was different last night. Mexico to transform anti-cartel vigilante forces. But when you really read what's happening, they just won't turn their guns in. And they've stopped the crime and cut it down to nothing in all the areas they're operating, which is now spreading. And Mexicans just aren't following the government because they know it's really the drug cartels. Different arms of the government fighting through different arms of cartels. I'll break it all down. This is so big. The Second Amendment is coming to Mexico. They hit the bottom. Now they're coming back up. The globalist social engineers are not just targeting us with propaganda. They are manipulating our genetics. We are being targeted at every level by estrogen mimickers that lower our testosterone and other hormones and natural compounds that the body needs. After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula sourced from powerful organic herbs and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose. For a limited time, we are offering 15% off Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsLife.com to introduce you to this powerful supplement. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsLife.com.
Is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the info war.
You are the info war. You, the people, have the power. You are the Renaissance. You historically have been the common folks like myself who change history for the better. Or the knowledge, the wisdom of the crowd that historically is always better than that of the walled off establishment. There was a book I read more than a decade ago. Small is Beautiful, I think was the name of it, written by a professor. It was a short little book about how the best restaurants are small mom and pops, the best facilities, the best art, the best literature. It's produced lovingly. It's decentralized. Small is Beautiful, a study of economics as if people mattered, is a collection of essays by British economist E.F. Schumacher. The phrase small is beautiful came from a phrase by his teacher, Leopold Kohr, and is often used to champion small, appropriate technologies that are believed to empower people more, in contrast with the phrase such as bigger is better. First published in 73, Small is Beautiful brought his critiques of Western economics to a wider audience during the 73 energy crisis and emergence of globalization. So it was a big critic of globalization. The Times Literary Supplement ranked Small is Beautiful among the 100 most influential books published since World War II. A further edition was, which commemorates its first publishing, was published in 99. But let's just stop right there. I didn't mean to digress off into that. The point is the people are the answer. Local government's the answer. Decentralization is the answer. Now, the globalists always create clones of whatever's common sense. They say they don't want any local government control or even state or federal. They want international unelected secret corporate boards. That's the New World Order that dictate through unelected trade federations what to do. They have the Trans-Pacific Partnership right now. 6 months ago, it got leaked, the open documents, which they admit are real. Obama was very upset about it, that would end the free internet in net neutrality, in free speech as we know it. Basically, the communist Chinese government wrote it. That's an example of how we're debating is the federal government tyrannical, and it's already been signed over via treaties to the IMF, the World Bank, the World Trade Organization, the globalists. And so we can debate, are we Republican, are we Democrat, are we black, are we white, are we Hispanic, are you Asian? It doesn't matter. It's what is the content and character of your deeds, as Martin Luther King said, and what do you stand for? Well, I stand for individual rights, individual liberty. I trust the general public to be armed 100 times more than I trust a big centralized government to be armed. And then I could talk for 10 hours and show you historical examples of how centralized government is the most dangerous thing historically. In the 20th century, University of Hawaii, pull it up, the term democide was coined more than 15 years ago by a top professor. Other Chicago business schools done an analysis that was similar. But the point is, government killed between 260 million and 300 and plus million, depending on which study you look at. The low number is 262 million University of Hawaii democide, or death by government. That's not wars. That's non-military combatants, men, women, and children being put in death camps, being shot in the back of the head, being raped, being starved, being killed, being forced labored. Government is the number one unnatural killer. It's cancer, heart attacks, and then it's government. Then it's flesh-eating bacteria and hospital complications caused by the hospital. And then you go down the line. Then it's suicide. That wasn't even in the top 10 20-something years ago. Now it's in the top 10. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to get into something so exciting that I describe it as a skeleton key or a Rosetta Stone of understanding. And again, certain stories, certain narratives, certain truths, certain happenings are microcosms that can be understood by all and that demonstrate an idea that can be easily understood and save society. Ladies and gentlemen, we've been following for 5 years. First time I learned of it was Vice Magazine did a video showing Mormon Mexicans in north central Mexico with 50 caliber rifles and M4s that were illegal, but they refused to turn in. All guns are banned for the general public in Mexico, fighting off the giant drug cartel that was stealing their cattle, robbing them, shaking their wives down, pulling them over at checkpoints, robbing them. They got guns illegally from the United States, and they understood that it was the Mexican military mainly, the Mexican Army, not the Mexican Marines. The Mexican Navy is not really corrupt compared to the Mexican Army. That's on record. I've got family down there in the drug war right now, special forces, and they've confirmed that to me. The Mexican military at night puts on the cartel outfits. They've got groups like Sinaloa, and then they've got groups like the Knights Templar. They've got really five big ones that are left. And they're simply groups within the Army and the Congress that battle each other for control of it. And the CIA, it was declassified this year, came out in federal court, you can look it up, backs three of the five groups. They're trying to knock out the other two, then they'll try to have the other two knock out one, then they'll have one knock out the other. You'll have one CIA, big bank run, Mexican military cartel. And that's how the big banks conquer countries. This is very sophisticated, but I'm going to go through the history of it first and give you the latest news. If you look up the opium trade into China, the Chinese emperors said that opium was illegal. British intelligence, this is all declassified, been public for 200 years. Over about 100 years in the 17 and 1800s, staggering, British East India Company, Dutch East India Company, shipped in opium into the coastal cities out of Afghanistan into China. And because China made it illegal, it allowed the British troops and the British intelligence to pay off the local police constabulary. Because it was illegal, it kept the price up way high. And over the next, really it took them about 60 years, but total 100, they totally took over the country from 1729 to 1832. We're putting graphs on the screen right now if you're a TV viewer. Anybody on radio can listen free at Infowars.com/show. You can see the video feed that I'm showing you right now. So they used that to then over the next 101 years to take over every sector and then force the government, because they already controlled all the police and all the governors, to allow them to break the country in 14 parts. And it was given to 14 different colonial nations, and they literally made the Chinese people complete slaves. Now, the same operation has been run by the big private, mainly British banks. I'm not bashing the British people. My last name's Jones, for heaven's sakes, folks. The point is that model of the British East India Company, there's a reason the British took over the world and the sun never set. They knew how to run black ops because they'd been Norman from the Norman conquest and learned how to divide and conquer, hundreds of years before in 1100. So they shipped in addictive drugs to control the population. Same thing's been done here. Same thing's been done in Mexico. And when they're done, they're going to totally collapse America this way as well. That's what Homeland Security's for. It's what the anti-drug war forces are set up for. This is the sophisticated operation. And then they confiscate the drugs from any cowboy groups, heroin, cocaine, you name it, $500 billion a year coming out of Mexico. Look it up. And then they resell that on the market. Headline Al Jazeera, Mexican official, CIA manages drug trade. Yeah, it came out in federal court. But the Mexican people, now that Mexico's totally collapsed into a failed state, have stood up, and the Second Amendment has been born, and the government is literally having to recognize for the first time the right to keep and bear arms in a place where the Mexicans have been banned since they overthrew Maximilian with guns.
General, what do you think about the FBI saying that there is a terror alert on Monday about a potential Fort Hood situation?
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks, I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and put more homeland security while sticking our hands down on the pants on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
You watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the InfoWar to the next level. Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against the eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to Big Pharma. The fight against the New World Order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine of your sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products and get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supply worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in water, it's in bread, it's in toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll free 888-253-3139. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives
gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
That's right, coming to you from sunny South Austin, broadcasting worldwide. And I heard it's going to be 40 degrees or something tonight in the 60 tomorrow. Another record cold spell. It's going to be snowing, I heard, in Denver. All part of the global warming. All right, folks, let me quantify, because sort of giving a history lesson on how drug wars, just like prohibition of alcohol, is meant to drive up the price and allow insider groups to run black markets and make record amounts of money while corrupting local governments. Mexico drug cartel funneled money through Bank of America, FBI says, Fox News. I remember 4 years ago, it was in the Bloomberg, $378 billion laundered of Mexican drug money over 3 years by Wells Fargo and Wachovia, and they didn't get in trouble. Now, but that's a side issue, okay? I've digressed. The point is, starting 5 years ago, AP says starting last year, that's when it really started becoming a big issue. But starting 5 years ago, I know, because Vice Magazine, they don't have an HBO show, online videos, they'd come and interviewed me, and then I went in to see my show on their channel and saw that there were Mexican vigilantes. That's why Vice is so successful. They'll cover stuff nobody else does because the mainstream media won't tell you what's going on. I'm not saying they're perfect. They're kind of trendy, but I learned from them what I didn't even know, and I thought I knew everything. You know, about stuff going on in Mexico, that there were vigilantes in the north central areas and other areas that had run the cartels and the corrupt army and the corrupt police out, because they didn't have any choice. I mean, they were being shaken down every day. Last time I was in Mexico, about 4 years ago, we were down in Yucatan, and I wanted to go see some pyramids with my wife and children. We got on one of the big fancy tour buses there at the resort and got stopped by an army checkpoint, and they took all the driver's tips of the day on his way back, and he cried when he got on the bus. And they walked over, he argued with them, they shoved him, they took the money away from him. One of them started getting ready with a rifle, and they guard the marijuana fields. I mean, you're in Mexico, you drive by, there's troops guarding marijuana fields for the generals that then pay the Congress and the president of Mexico. I mean, it's on record. And now the CIA, by sending in new cartels that they armed in South Texas that I broke 6-7 years ago, I said Los Zetas was run by the CIA. That's now Boston Globe, that's now L.A. Times, Chicago Tribune, look it up. We had Celica Steele, a retired DEA agent, on saying, on my show, he said, they tried to hire me to train a group called Los Zetas to launch a war in Mexico because the CIA doesn't want the Mexican government getting all the money. So it's not all monolithic. There's a bunch of mafia groups battling. And what you're hearing is the truth. So imagine being the hardworking Mexican farmers and hardworking Mexican ranchers. They got some nice ranches down there, hardworking. It's just like Texas. Cowboy hats folks come from Mexico. And we just showed photos for TV viewers earlier of the Mormon Mexicans down there who started all this. You got to give them credit. It's kind of like Cliven Bundy's a Mormon. You say what you want about the Mormons, but they're the ones doing this. It's spread everywhere across the country. I mean, I guess it was going on before with the Chiapas folks, but they're more communist. We've got some Chiapas on screen right there, but they got guts, and guts is enough. And literally, they're not going to be forced off their ancestral land up to Mexico City and then up to the Texas border, the Maquiladoras. They're standing on their land, they're fighting, and they're winning. And against overwhelming odds, the Mexican Chiapas folks have been winning a 20-year war. That was a small region, though. And because I like what they're doing, I buy their coffee directly from the Chiapas folks. It's the best tasting coffee, I think. High Mountain is a plug. Wake Up America coffee. There's a local brand of it I've loved for so long. I got a direct connection right to their co-op down there. But I support them because, you know, they want liberty and they want freedom. Well, these other folks in the North Central area, now it's spreading across the country. They are literal Americana. And Americana is not just the U.S., folks. It's Mexico, too. The whole Wild West thing, that is Americana. And they have been kicking the cartel's butts. They've been kicking the military's butt, the army. They've been kicking everybody's butt because they were tired of literally being exterminated. They were forced to the point of resisting. They were able to get guns illegally from the United States. Now, Fast and Furious started before it was even in the news. Mexico didn't like the fact that their citizens were getting over-the-counter, semi-auto, and single-shot and things. That's what they've got. The Mexican cartels have an obsession. You can look this up with HK German weapons and German armored vehicles. And Wells Fargo got caught actually chartering aircraft, cargo jets, to fly these armored vehicles in. Look it up. That's in mainstream news. So they've got tanks, armored vehicles, small artillery, LAWS rockets, bazookas, heavy machine guns, okay? That's not being bought over the counter. Hand grenades, granados, you name it, okay? So, the Mexican people are now suddenly all over the country kicking the cartel's butts, kicking the military's butt, because these are all just conscripts and drug dealers and corrupt people. Once the ranchers are pushed to the wall, they've always secretly kept their guns in Mexico, but everybody would have a few old 50, 60, 70, 100-year-old guns, you know, back to even after Pancho Villa, especially in the north. So rugged folks, Western, just like anybody else in the West. I mean, northern Mexico is as Western culture as it gets. Western culture is Spanish more than anything else. This is the real culture, the cowboy hats, the leather, the chaps, the horses, the cowboys. You know, that is all literally from Spain, ladies and gentlemen. So the people are literally defeating armored vehicles, tanks, the best German weapons made. And I've got AP, Reuters, all of it right here that we're going to cover now in detail. This is so wonderful because here's the news. After 5 years, Reuters says this started last February of 2013, you know, 16 months ago. No, it didn't. It started 5 years ago. That we know of. We covered it here. And now it's spreading all over the country as the people demand guns. And a byproduct of all the cross-border stuff is, and our Second Amendment, is they're getting guns. And it's even in the news. Everywhere where the public organizes with guns, crime rates drop to almost nothing, folks. Of course, Chicago has a total gun ban. Highest crime rate in the country. Actually, in the world. Mexico has the highest crime rate as a country in the world. Chicago beats it out as the worst city, though. Okay? And men know how to fight for their families, folks. You can't beat a guy fighting for his family. You can't beat people that have their backs pushed against the wall. I don't care how inferior their weapons are. It's called motivation. And so now the militias are kicking everyone's butt in Mexico. The people are. And they're not abusing the people. They're not robbing anyone. So now they're getting support. This is 1776 happening in Mexico. This is so good. This could spread to Latin America. This could spread all over the world as liberty is discovered. But it's because, just like we've gotten the corruption of Mexico into our country as an infection, sometimes the cure comes from the infection. It got so bad there that when people are pushed to the very, very brink of destruction, they do this. And now the government is saying, all right, we're going to legalize militias. Just come and be under our command. And they're saying no. So the cure, the white blood cells are in Mexico, and they are literally dropping the crime rate everywhere, restoring order. The people are where the power rightfully resides, as George Washington said.
The globalists have controlled the mainstream media for a long time, but now they're expanding and making the weaponization even more vicious and deceptive. All the major networks are state-run.
We are partnering this year with the NFL.
The NFL has become a political weapon against the Second Amendment and pushes Obamacare. MSNBC tells us that our children belong to the state.
We have to break through our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families and recognize that kids belong to whole communities.
It is more important than ever to realize that we are not the alternative media. We are the true media. The establishment dinosaur press is dying.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
Join us at InfoWarsNews.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Members can share their memberships with up to 11 people. By subscribing, you will literally be buying war bonds in the info war to expand our operation in the face of the tyrants. Join us at PrisonPlanet.tv. In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented, a 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base. Nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield Nascent Iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield Nascent Iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against the eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to big pharma. The fight against the New World Order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine of your sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products and get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip. From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
I coined a term many years ago. 1776 worldwide. And that doesn't mean the American government running things worldwide, because that's a corrupt, occupied, captured system. The idea of the Bill of Rights that no one can disagree with. The right to privacy, the right to self-defense, the right to a jury, the right to due process, the right to a lawyer, the right to remain silent, that you have basic rights that people just can't legislate away. That's 1776 worldwide. That's the Declaration of Independence worldwide. The Declaration of Independence comes out of the Magna Carta, 1215. We're talking about the Renaissance. We're talking about true progressivism, not the counterfeit progressivism of the authoritarian socialist and communist and oligarchs that is nothing but central planning and slavery. That's the progression of cancer, not the progression of more human liberty, more human empowerment, more choices, more true diversity. So this is why it's such a big deal what's happening in Mexico. You look at the director. In fact, guys, put this on screen. I want to show folks the Reuters or AP headline from a few months ago. The head of Interpol, the biggest police agency in the world, not just in Europe, came out and said, you know, the answer is arming the public. That'll lower crime. And the answer is concealed carry and to arm citizens. That will stop mass shootings and terrorist takeovers of shopping malls. And you would have thought that the establishment had a heart attack. There's the headline. Interpol chief arms citizens globally to prevent terror attacks. That's from Infowars.com. But scroll down, I'll give them the source. There it is, ABC News. Exclusive, after Westgate, Interpol chief ponders armed citizenry. Boom. Now, our listeners know this. You're like, yeah, of course. In 3 years after, you can look this up, 3 years after they had concealed carry pass, over a decade ago in Florida, 25% crime rate drop. Stuff like carjackings basically went down over 90%. Same thing in Georgia. I mean, it's the same in every state. The highest crime rate is in Chicago, New York, and then D.C. What do they have there? Total gun ban on the general public. Now, who has the highest crime rate in the world? Mexico. They have disarmed the Mexicans for close to 100 years, folks, because they were all armed just like Americans. Mexico was not half as corrupt as it is now, not even a tenth as corrupt, and it was more like Texas than it was Mexico. But they didn't want a repeat of what happened to Maximilian, who was the Austrian-Hungarian German or Austrian prince in 1867. Armed militias that had taken the country back killed him. You ever heard of Mexican Independence Day? They got multiple Independence Days from Spain and then from the Austrian-Hungarian Empire. But the whole point is then the PRI took over, and as soon as they used the militia takeover, they said, guess what? Now you turn your guns in, and we're just going to use the whole same system to make you slaves. And if you look at the ruling class of Mexico, they've all moved up to Austin, it seems. They're more white than I am, and they call the Mexican people cockroaches in Spanish. That's the name. Well, I don't call you cockroaches. I'm not pushing the Gardasil shots that sterilize you down there. I think you're free human beings, and I want you to have 1776. And I'll tell you what, you are having it. It is Mexican citizens down there kicking the butt of everybody, outnumbered many times 10 to 15 to 1, because they've got the will, and they're a man in the right. And a man in the right, a man in the wrong can't stand up against a man in the right who keeps on a-coming, folks. These are hardworking people that are sick of it. And, I mean, they're raping people's wives. They're robbing people on the side of the road. They're stealing everything they got. The cartels are killing their whole families, their dog, their cat, their goldfish, literally. And you can't push the people around forever. And then I say it's a Rosetta Stone because it's a window into England's violent crime rate up more than 10 times since they took the guns. Look it up. The muggings, the robbing, all of it. It's a Rosetta Stone or a skeleton key, a decoder into everything. What do the globalists think? They think they're going to bring in martial law in America, bring in a police state, demonize the Tea Party, come after our guns. We're going to cause a civil war that makes the Mexican vigilantes look like 1/100th. Guaranteed. We got more guns, more of a history. Mexico's got a pretty rebellious history, but compared to the U.S., I'm sorry, nobody's got this history. And the point is, ladies and gentlemen, it's over. It's over. Okay? Globalist. I don't care how many drones you've got, how much RFID tracker crap you've got. Once the people move against you, it's over. The police are waking up. Over 80% of the military I talk to are fully informed, ready. It's spread. I mean, the military is just absolutely awake. The police have got a lot of problems. They've been globalized. They're being brainwashed. But once you tell them about the brainwashing, they go, yeah, it makes sense. Yeah, I am getting that brainwashing. You decompartmentalize police, it's over. It's over. Okay? I mean, I'm telling you, it's going to get bad before it gets better, but I'm telling you the good news, ladies and gentlemen. People want freedom. My God, I was looking at photos that got a reporter banned for life in, forget his name, I won't get him on, guys, this weekend of North Korea, the starving farmers. Type in photos of starving North Korean farmers. And then add the photos that got photographer banned for life. And it shows people like concentration camp victims nationwide under communism in North Korea. I don't like Kim Jong-un, not because he's Asian, but because he's a piece of crap. I don't like Adolf Hitler, not because he's German, because he's a piece of garbage. I don't like Joe Stalin, not because he's Russian, because he's a piece of garbage. I don't like the Queen of England, not because she's German, she's really German, but claims she's British, House of Windsor, because she's a piece of garbage. I'm sick of these parasites. Yeah, show folks the photos of even the military is skinny like concentration camp victims. And the little kids and all the people keep scrolling down. Yeah, look at these people. Look at those little starving kids hailing Kim Jong-un, who they believe makes the sun come up. You want to know who I am? People want a label? I don't like starving kids. I don't like black uniforms. I don't like thugs. I don't like brainwashing. I don't like state-run media. I don't like societies based on how much can you kiss butt. And what crew or gang are you in? I don't like MS-13. I don't like criminal motorcycle gangs. I don't like Mao Zedong. I don't like Fidel Castro. I don't like thug groups, communist, socialist, fascist. I don't like people that are weak, so they get in groups to come mug and rob people. I don't like the Klan grabbing some homeless black man off the side of the road and torturing and killing him. I don't like the black racists in Chicago tracking down old white men and killing them. I don't like groups of scum that are weak going after innocence. I'm not a wolf, folks, and I'm not a sheep. I'm a sheepdog. That's an analogy the Patriots have used for 20 years. I'm not here to be chewed on. I'm not here to be used. I'm not here to be a slave. And Mexico has the rise of their sheepdogs. And I'm going to tell you, they're going to be demonized, and it's not going to be perfect. But because they are delivering liberty, libertad, because they are restoring order and freedom and not abusing people, because they're fighting and dying and killing the cartels and killing the Mexican army that come and dress up like cartels at night, that's all it is, folks. Because that's each general has his own cartel, basically. Because all that is going on, I salute the people of Mexico. I admire the people that are doing this. I'm quite frankly, I'm tempted, even though it's incredibly dangerous, to go down and meet these people. Because this is what it's all about. This is the spirit of 1776. It could spread from Mexico. The spirit of 1776, ladies and gentlemen, is I have been backed into a corner, and I'm not backing down anymore, and I'm coming out swinging. Let me tell you something, folks. If you arm the people of Mexico, all of them, crime would disappear like phantoms at dawn. Hard work and smart, great film directors, great mathematicians, incredible art and culture in Mexico, but they never had a 1776. They never got out of colonialism and slavery. Mexico, you got to get bad before you get good. Mexico is so failed, so pathetic, so on its knees, just like the colonies were. That's the only time you get a renaissance is out. You know what brought the renaissance on in Europe? The plague and murder and wars and death. And you got to go all the way to the bottom, folks, before you come to the top. And coming up for air from 1,000 feet is Mexico. And the media is freaking out because the Mexican government says, fine, the citizens can have guns in these regions. The citizens in the next door are going to want the guns. It's going to spread. It's spreading fast. The fires of liberty. I just want to say I salute the people there.
The globalist social engineers are not just targeting us with propaganda. They are manipulating our genetics. We are being targeted at every level by estrogen mimickers that lower our testosterone and other hormones and natural compounds that the body needs. After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula sourced from powerful organic herbs and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose. For a limited time, we are offering 15% off Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsLife.com to introduce you to this powerful supplement. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsLife.com. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
The globalists have controlled the mainstream media for a long time, but now they're expanding, making the weaponization even more vicious and deceptive. All the major networks are state-run.
We are partnering this year with the NFL.
The NFL has become a political weapon against the Second Amendment and pushes Obamacare. MSNBC tells us that our children belong to the state.
We have to break through our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families and recognize that kids belong to whole communities.
It is more important than ever to realize that we are not the alternative media. We are the true media. The establishment dinosaur press is dying.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
Join us at InfoWarsNews.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Members can share their memberships with up to 11 people. By subscribing, you will literally be buying war bonds in the info war to expand our operation in the face of the tyrants. Join us at PrisonPlanet.tv.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supply. Supplies worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in water, it's in bread, it's in toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Miley Cyrus in a CIA psyop, it's all staged, has come out and said that gays should rape straights to force them into doing it because, quote, everyone is gay. Now, if anyone else said that, they would probably be arrested because that is a call for criminal action. That's not free speech. I get she can claim it's tongue-in-cheek, so whatever. And again, I'm not here judging people. This is not my ball of wax. It's not my dog in the fight, the issue of people and their sexual issues. But the system is politicizing it as a litmus test to fire Christian broadcasters who have shows that they don't even talk about being Christian on the show. They just go, oh, you're a Christian? It's the new blacklist. You're fired. You know, that was happening last week with a cooking channel, two brothers, when we covered that on Friday. It's that it's authoritarian, that it's not tolerant of other people who want to have their own views, you see. A free society means that you're tolerant, but you don't have to adopt, and you've got your free speech. Then you don't get shut down for your free speech, see? But the so-called left is incredibly draconian and wants to fire or worse. There was an article last week that was confirmed where a major university professor, what was it, Dartmouth, said, I will kill anybody that's in the Tea Party. Get out of my class. I'm going to kill you. And I'm not going to give you good grades if you're a Tea Party person. This is the culture of intimidation. That's the opposite of liberal. Thomas Jefferson was a liberal, as I say. Obama is not. Hillary is not. They're authoritarian kleptocrats. Now, speaking of kleptocrats, meaning a state of theft, translate that, if you look at this, I want to open the phones up and get your take. You know, we've gotten a lot of calls from Mexico before. When I give the number out, you've got to dial your country code, or if you're a Mexican citizen in the U.S. visiting, or if you've got family in Mexico, I'd like to open the phones up for those people specifically, or if you've been in the U.S. military and drug interdiction operations down there, or the Mexican military, I would love to hear from you about your view of now. It started in one state 5 years ago. It's now in six states, more than half of Mexico. Farmers and ranchers and others that were being harassed and killed and tortured and robbed by the cartels, that again are the Mexican army dressed up like cartels. That's all it is. You know, like guy at the Daily Planet is Clark Kent by day and Superman by night. Well, they're army soldiers by day, and then they're cartel people by night. I mean, that's what's going on. That's confirmed. The Mexican Marines are not as corrupt, and they're being used because the Mexican government understands they've gotten so corrupt they're now collapsing. And that's what's going to happen here in the U.S. So here's the headline, but I want your take on it. Here's the international number. Dial your country code, and then 512-646-1776. 512-646-1776. Again, 512-646-1776. Nothing but open phones the next hour on this and some other subjects. The general line for folks in the U.S. that are Mexican citizens but have a view on this, or anybody that's got any other points on this, 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. We got one person to take the calls. Literally hundreds of calls come in when this happens. So just wait if you get put on hold. They're going to get to you. So again, 877-789-ALEX is the general number. Now, let me just go over the AP article here for you just to break this down, how big this is. If you just joined us, Mexico's moving towards a Second Amendment for the general public, admitting that's the only thing that delivers peace and security. That is such a big deal. After collapse of their tourist industry, after the State Department put them on a dangerous list 5 years ago, after 70,000 dead the last 6 years that we know of, they're finding mass graves all the time, men, women, and children, after a reign of terror, because only government and organized crime had guns, the guns from the U.S. that they're able to get, because of the porous border, there's always a silver lining in any problem. They are now able to defend themselves, and crime rates are dropping in every region that's admitted in these articles where the, quote, vigilantes are operating. So the government says, come in and get registered and then be under one of our commanders, and then we'll let you keep operating. Well, they're not doing it. This first article's from last night. New articles out today. They didn't show up to register their guns. They said, we know you're really the drug cartel. We'll work maybe with the Navy, we'll work maybe with the governor if they're not corrupt, but we can't let you have intel of how we're operating. Because imagine a bunch of actual hardworking farmers and ranchers up against a bunch of drug dealers that just want to torture and cut heads off to scare everybody. Well, that goes two ways. They're not going to torture you or cut your head off. They're just going to kill you. And the cartel runs. The cartels put their tails between their legs and they run. And that's confirmed because it's just regular men, folks, that are ready to kill. And if you come in their town, they kill you. They're not scared. You already pushed them. You already dominated them. They've already been scared. They've already been used. They don't have a choice. They're desperate. And the way of the samurai is desperateness. 10 men cannot kill such a man, to quote one of the famous samurais I'm paraphrasing. And that's what it's all about. Liberty is desperate. Liberty's ready to fight. Liberty's not scared. Cowering. A nation of sheep will be ruled by what? Thomas Jefferson. A nation of sheep will be ruled by what? Wolves. A nation of men will build a civilization. And hell, we all know there's a bunch of men in Mexico. They're not wimps. So why are they such slaves? Because they need to take the power in their hands, just like we've been slaves until we take the power into our hands. Liberty is not given. It is taken. Mexico to legalize vigilantes fighting drug cartel. Let me tell you about these Second Amendment rallies. Half the people at them. I don't care if it's in Chicago or New York or Florida or Texas or Mexicans. That's good. Mexicans are ready to get 1776. They're ready. Look at them. The U.S. military wants them for war. How about war against tyranny? The globalists are desperate to create racial division and all this socialist garbage and anti-family trash with the Mexicans and Hispanics because they want to destroy them. Why do you think Miley Cyrus is out saying date rape everybody and all this? They're afraid of men. They're afraid of macho men. They're afraid of real men. They're afraid of male strength. True, healthy male power that will cleanse this country of all the cowardice and all the going along with everything. What did Rowdy Piper say on this show? It's time for men to stand up and say, we're done. Time to find some courage, boys. Well, that's what's happening, because you're going to find tyrants will push you to the point where you're forced to fight back. They'll never stop. They'll never give in. Cowering turns you into a slave. Mexico's government plans on Saturday, this was last night, it failed, they didn't do it, to begin demobilizing a vigilante movement of assault rifle-wielding ranchers and farmers that formed in the western state, I always pronounce this, Michoacan, and succeeded in largely expelling the Knights Templar cartel when state and local authorities couldn't. Because they can't beat the people. They could kill the police chief, folks. You can't kill the men with guns. If they see you in their area, you're dead. What do you think happens if the U.S. citizens, the globalists, start a civil war, start picking people off, and the patriots just go out and start killing establishment people? They'll roll over in 5 minutes. We have the power. That's why they tell us all day they got the power, because they're scared of us. They don't have the power. They don't have jack crap, but they're cowardice. You understand that? We will pull 1776 on every one of them. It's organic. It's grassroots. It only strikes when attacked. It cannot be stopped. That's why the symbol is a rattlesnake. It isn't looking for trouble, and it warns you. But if you push it into a corner, it will attack. Continuing. Mexico's got a rattlesnake. Well, so does America. Its first flag was a rattlesnake. The same spirit if we take it in our hands. The ceremony where the movement began in February 2013 will involve the registration of thousands of guns by the federal government and an arrangement the so-called self-defense groups will either join a new official rural police force or return to their normal lives as acts of voluntary reserves when called on. The government will go town by town to organize and recruit the new rural forces. They all refuse. They're not stupid. They don't want a stupid uniform. They want their freedom. They want their dignity back. Here's the new article today. It goes on in this article from a few days ago to say nobody went along with it, and that the civilians built roadblocks, battled cartel members in towns, and defeated them. They call it the Tierra Caliente, or the hot land. Now let's continue here. Mexican vigilantes keep arms despite deadline. NPR, this just came out today. Yeah, the Rockefeller-run media, state-run media, is very upset. None of them. The Mexicans didn't turn in a single gun. Mexico to transform anti-cartel vigilante forces, ABC News. Here's the deal. People want honor. People want duty. They want courage. All they had to do was realize they were cornered. All they had to do was realize it was their right and duty to stand up as men. Mexicans love to fight. Americans love to fight. Everybody loves to fight. Let's fight for a real cause in the info war. And if the globalists want to start a physical one, they will get it. You understand that? We will win. We have the power. We already have the U.S. military. The police are waking up. Nobody wants their kids to be slaves. The Republic worldwide, 1776 worldwide. Stay with us, second hour coming up.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record. Reports documented a 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base. Nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield Nascent Iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield Nascent Iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's equilibrium, ladies and gentlemen. For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. Total tyranny comes into Mexico. Finally, the people are forced to resist. Ragtag bands with not 1/100th the armaments of the U.S. citizens begin defeating the corrupt cartels and the affiliated military groups. And the establishment has to admit it. Mexican government moves to legalize guns for people that registered them with them. But before, you couldn't get a gun, period. And now the people are ignoring that. They are taking back their legitimate power of the people because the establishment is illegitimate. And I've looked at the photos, the videos of the Mexicans that are fighting back. They look 10 times tougher than all the little drug dealers and the army people and the rest of it, because they've got the courage to go against the whole agenda, the whole system, the propaganda. They've got what it takes. And it's going to be the same thing that happens here if the globalists push it. And so everybody better figure that out right now. Good men are always better than bad men. Problem is, good men don't want to fight. Good men don't want to dominate. Good men just seem to be reserved and humble. But when pushed, the sleeping giant will rise. This is just how Switzerland got its freedom almost 400 years ago with William Tell. It's how the Dutch areas got their freedom 300 years ago. It's how our republic got its freedom. It's how these wars happened in England and Scotland and Ireland over and over again. It's the same fight worldwide. It's the same fight of the people to not be slaves. That's why I salute everyone involved. Jesse, Zach, Andrew, Alpha Foxtrot, Jesus, David, Chris, Stephen, and others. We're going to go to your phone calls right now. Let's go to, I'm going to go to Alpha Foxtrot. He says he was involved in Mexican cartels, their law enforcement, the next segment. Let's go to Jesse in Texas. You're first up. Go ahead. Thanks for calling. Go ahead, Jesse.
Are you there?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, yeah, thank you, Alex. I just wanted to say I really hope that what's going on in Mexico, first off, I am a Mexican citizen. I have full citizenship with the United States, and I have a lot of family down there. But I really hope that what's going on with the citizens getting their gun rights, or at least moving towards that, well, and what they're doing with the cartels will really set off.
Oh yeah, I mean, if they had open carry in Mexico and we shipped 100 million guns down there, the crime rate would go down 95% guaranteed. I mean, the only reason criminals are running rampant is because no one's armed to resist them.
And I've seen all the articles that I've seen so far also, that they're already starting to put kind of a negative slant on it. They're saying that, you know, that they're going to be corrupted, or they already have been.
Well, they will. Nothing's perfect. Nothing's perfect. But the point is, they've lowered crime. The people are backing them because they're not shaking everyone down.
These groups are 100 times more honorable than the cartels.
Yeah. And, I mean, I just really hope that, number one, that the CIA doesn't start to, you know, infiltrate them and try and, you know...
Well, they won't be able to. They won't be able to because they're not centralized.
Yeah. But yeah, I just really hope that people here in the United States see what's going on down there with basically peasant farmers and what they're willing to do to defend their rights. And that, you know, sometimes that's, you got to do what you got to do.
Well, they're already being so enslaved, they've been pushed to the edge. And notice, imagine the first groups to fight back 5 years ago. Now it's spreading everywhere. The tyrants are in deep trouble. They got so hungry to feed on the people that finally they push people too far. That's how it always works.
Yeah. I just wish that here in the States that it doesn't take actually being put in the camps before we start to, you know.
Well, see, exactly. But it's going to get to that point. See, evil has a desire and a hunger. It's not going to stop. And so like a time bomb delivered by George Washington, who said that government's dangerous, like fire, a dangerous servant, a fearful master, like a time bomb, the right to keep our arms was laid down against tyranny. And it will only activate like a steel guardian when the throne of liberty is truly approached. Great point, sir. Thank you, Jesse. We're going to talk to Alpha Foxtrot, Andrew, Zach, Jesus, or Jesus, David, Chris, Stephen, and many others. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
KLN, Los Angeles. Clone Radio. We play the songs that sound more like everyone else than anyone else. Clone.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. The Republic will rise again when you attempt to take our guns.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
And it's time for you to commit on the altar of God or your soul, your core values. You're not going to be a slave. In the 20th and 21st century, we saw the rise of high-tech propaganda to sell tyranny and oppression as sexy, as cool as the moral high ground. Everyone's seen the fruits of it. You know it's a fraud. And Mexico, all over in six different states, the citizens have gotten guns, they're repelling the criminals and government, they're lowering the crime rates, and they're getting support by the general public. And the Mexican government is being forced to say, okay, we won't confiscate your firearms, you can keep them. Well, just come in and register them. The people aren't doing that. That's in the Associated Press today. That's what we're talking about. Then coming up, very frightening piece of news. UN should encourage redistribution of wealth, Pope says. I thought it says thou shalt not steal in the Ten Commandments. The problem here is the globalists are the ones pushing this. The ultra-rich that aren't free market, that are against the independent rich and nouveau riche and middle class, they get most of their wealth through government. So it's a redistribution to them. And then as people get poor under globalism, They say redistribute what wealth is left, not under their control. We're going to break that down coming up. Also, an incredible report that's really starting to break nationwide in Reuters, Fox News, you name it. Secret Service agents reportedly told to protect home of former director's assistant. Yeah, I know, they use them as rent-a-cops and just to impress people and scare people. They're the political Praetorian Guard of Obozo. But let's go to your phone calls. Again, we are taking your calls. We got calls from folks in Texas and Alabama and Illinois and Wisconsin, California, Indiana, Canada. We've got many calls over the years from Mexico. I'd like to open the phones up right now. We're going to go to your calls here in just a moment, but I'd like to see if people can call in from Mexico with their take on this. This is a big deal. Mexico's hit rock bottom, 70-plus thousand dead the last 6 years or so because of the gun ban. Total gun ban for the citizens, the criminals running wild, the drug cartels, the government connected to it, just literally the sky's the limit. And only the people standing up is reversing it. Well, all the statistics show that. And it's another example of liberty and of how the people can prevail, like the French resistance. So the international line, country code in 512-646-1776. What's the country code for the U.S., folks in Mexico? Well, let's look it up and put it on screen for folks, because I always need it on there because I always forget it. We'll write it on that piece of paper so we can do it. Say that again? Yeah, just plus one, then you're able to call the U.S.? So it would just be... No, I think it's more than that, guys. That's inside the U.S. There's an outside access code. We've been through this a lot. Because when you hear international shows that take foreign calls, they'll say dial country access code and say the number. England, it's 011. But whatever. How to call from Mexico to the U.S. That's the search. I'll do it during the break and we'll give it out. Fantastic. Thank you. Here is the number. You'll know the access code. You're in Mexico. You can figure it out. You probably call the U.S. 512-646-1776. Let's go to Alpha Foxtrot in Alabama. What is your take on this? Is it exciting? Am I wrong? What's going on?
Hi, this is Alpha Foxtrot. I'm calling from a small town in a small county in Alabama. And what my take on the whole drug cartel system in Mexico is going on now is the people in Mexico actually had the cojones to stand up to these people. They didn't want to see their whole country fall to hell. So they stood up for this. They got rid of them. But the problem is they are running into the United States with open arms from our own government, because what does our government think of? Their wallets instead of us. And what does drugs bring into this country? Money. They want them here. And they're supplying them a lot of things, too. But they're all the way out here in Alabama now. We've brought down two. And for those two, there's probably 40 or 50 more in this county alone.
Oh, I know. The Mexican drug cartels are running rampant. The police are already being bought off by them. I mean, this country is going to collapse if we don't decriminalize drugs now.
People are being also slaughtered here, just like they were being slaughtered in Mexico for bad drug deals or losing $1,000 here, $1,000 there. Because, yes, that small amount of money is a lot to them. And it's happening like crazy. And people are getting addicted to this crystal meth. It's called ice, and it is bad.
Oh, I know.
Like making zombies out of these people out here. And you know what? The government really wants this, because these zombies are going to be the ones that are going to want the drugs instead of standing up for their rights and their beliefs. They want this.
Great point, Alpha. Great point, Alpha Foxtrot. Thank you so much. And I want to be clear, I'm not for illegal drugs, but they push Ritalin, Prozac-type drugs on kids that their molecular structure is just as bad. The establishment ships most of the drugs in and launders the money. And the day they start busting big banks for laundering drug money instead of harassing the general public is the day this all stops. So you either shut down all the big banks or you decriminalize, which then brings down the price. So now the criminal element's not involved and not being fed by this. Zach in Wisconsin, what's your take on it?
Hi, Alex.
Hey, go ahead.
Hey, I just want to make two really quick points. One is that the only way for us to stop the Mexican drug cartels is for us to put the arms in the good people, the Mexicans. And we just need to arm them and just give them support, because if they get infiltrated, I mean, it's going to get shut down. America would have lost the Revolutionary War if it wasn't for the militia. That's what really drove us to, you know, win and stop those, you know, evil Britons that were trying to take our civil liberties. And I just want to say that also that we we just need to support however way we can, because this will flood over to all other Central American countries. It won't just stop in Mexico.
That's why it's so big. That's why I call it a key event. And it illustrates how only the people could defend against tyranny. Only the people in the final equation to get the job done. And it just shows, just like in Switzerland 400 years ago, or England 800 years ago, or 1776, you know, 240 years ago, it's the same story of the citizens restoring order, the good people standing up. And the power structure knows that. That's why every authoritarian system tries to take guns.
Yeah. I mean, our nation's history, the toughest military groups were the militia. Look at Rogers Rangers and the French and Indian War. You know, those are the guys we need that need to be in charge, that need to overthrow these evil cartel members. And it just needs to stop.
God bless you. I appreciate your call. We're going to go another call if we have time, if not come back after break. So many people say, well, Mexico's poor. It has no money. The UN took over Mexico, pushed the rural populations off in the last 30 years under Agenda 21, forced them into Mexico City, whose population went from 15 million to 30 plus million, and then staged it from there with social engineering to push them to the U.S. That's the bottom line. Mexico has triple the natural resources, gold, uranium, oil. It's rich. But they can't ever get to it because a small ruling class controls it and has annihilated the middle class. The oligarchs always do that. That's why the Mexican oligarchs mesh so well with the globalists. I mean, it's literally just an extension of the Spanish and Austrian-Hungarian Empire. The culture is a Spanish-slash-German-slash-Native-American-Mesoamerican system. The general public are basically Mesoamericans, and the ruling class have names like Schmidt and Gruber, and nothing against Schmidt and Gruber. I'm like half German. The whole point is that, I mean, I've studied Mexico. Mexican beer is really good because it's German original recipes. And that's who ran that country. Hell, Germany in World War I had Mexicans launch an attack on Texas, folks. That's how close that relationship is. People don't know the history of it. And so all of this is going on. Now the globalists want to use Mexico against the U.S. as an immigrant labor force to drive down wages in a voting bloc. We could see Mexico become free again and flower. They could have a renaissance. We'll be right back with more calls.
The globalist social engineers are not just targeting us with propaganda. They are manipulating our genetics. We are being targeted at every level by estrogen mimickers that lower our testosterone and other hormones and natural compounds that the body needs. After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula, sourced from powerful organic herbs and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose. For a limited time, we are offering 15% off Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsLife.com to introduce you to this powerful supplement. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsLife.com.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supply. Supplies worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in water, it's in bread, it's in toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck.
deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I believe in the people. If you can't trust the general population to have guns, you're going to trust the government? Can't trust pilots that have a giant 600-mile-an-hour weapon? You can't trust them to have a gun in the cockpit and a safety safe that's biometrically accessed, but you can trust them to fly the plane? This is common sense. If we can't have weapons, we're all slaves. And my cousin grew up in Guatemala, Buckley. He's been off and on working here for 19 years. And he's up here on Sunday helping run the show and produce it. And you were helping me read some of the Spanish comments on the YouTube video up at InfoWars.com. Most of them are in Spanish. And read some of these quotes. We'll punch this up on screen. And my cousin Buckley that speaks Spanish will be able to read some of these to us if you punch my computer up. Read what does that say in Spanish right there?
Red noticiero. That means, I don't know, like a red, I'm not exactly sure. It's like a newspaper, like red newspaper or something.
That doesn't matter. Just read what he said.
So this guy, Juan Zavaleta, says, si no entiendes el problema completo, la esencia es un pueblo armado, es un pueblo libre. And he's basically responding to somebody who's saying that Alex doesn't understand what's going on. And he's defending Alex and saying that the person doesn't understand the problem completely, and that basically the essence of the issue is that a village that is
an armed village is a free village.
There you go. Armed village is a free village.
There you go. So that's what he says in Spanish.
Yeah, sorry, I stumbled over.
No, but you also like, well, I just made you come in here impromptu. You didn't even know you'd be on air. You're wearing a sports jacket. You're wearing a disheveled T-shirt.
Exactly.
And a bunch of other people are saying positive stuff as well, pointing out the government's illegitimate. Read this one.
Right. This guy says, Alex, I agree with you. The government of Mexico is illegitimate, and the government is the true enemy of the Mexicans. I agree with you in that the right for people to bear arms and to defend our lives and our loved ones. He's very proud of the Autodefensas en Michoacán, and I guess that means the
Militia.
The militia in Michoacan. And then, I don't know, it kind of cuts off there. I guess you should click read.
You have to read more. But my whole point is the majority of the comments are positive out of Mexico. And the few arguing going, it's the cartels, not the government. It's on record that the government's almost completely corrupt and that different generals run different cartels and that cartel leaders are front men. It's come out the CIA is running the biggest cartels in the Chicago Tribune. But we broke this years before it was in the news.
Right.
I mean, Buckley, you grew up down in Guatemala. I mean, you've seen this.
Well, the corruption is endemic down there. I mean, it's just, it penetrates all the stratas of society. All the way from the very bottom, there's kids that grow up in these the kids that grow up in the maquiladora cities where they have really no hope at all whatsoever. And the only way that they have to ascend through society is to turn to crime. And realistically, the people at the top that are running it are the people that are running the country. So it's all connected.
The globalists don't want the real development in a middle class because they want you poor. Your daughter's ready to sell themselves for $10 for sex and your son's ready to kill people for $100.
Exactly. I think this is a really, really, really amazing development that,
Listen, we've been watching it 5 years. The government's caving in and Mexicans are demanding guns everywhere. This is true 1776. And they've sent the army and police to take the guns and the farmers have defeated them over and over again. You're not hearing about it in our news, but I mean, the farmers of Mexico are kicking the butt of the government, the cartels for 5 years. And now the government's saying, okay, you can have your guns. Because you have lowered the crime. AP admits the crime rate went way down. Hey, I mean, look, the people are the answer.
It's true.
Chicago, arm the general public. Criminals have the guns.
Yep, it's true. I mean, you see that everywhere. You see it across the board. You see it in England where, for instance, they don't have any weapons and the crime rate goes up.
Arm the people. Where the people are armed, there is liberty. Exactly. Where the people are disarmed, there is tyranny. Thomas Jefferson.
Exactly.
I mean, it's real simple. If you don't trust the people to have guns, then it's not our country. And if you want to be scared of guns, that's great. You go be scared of them. I'm not scared of a stick up or criminals messing with me. I got guns. They're scared of me. And it's not that I even live in fear. I just was brought up as a Texan, as an American. Thank you, Buckley. I appreciate that. Good points. All right, let's go to your phone calls. This segment, right through. I got some other news. Here's the deal. I said only calls from Mexico, but we didn't get any calls from Mexico. It's like I get a bunch of calls from Mexico when I don't, ask for them. I get none when I ask for them. We'll open the phones up right now for anybody on this subject or the Pope calling for redistribution of wealth or the Secret Service being used for Obama's employees as their personal thugs to threaten people. What is your take on this? 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. We're going to go to David, Jesus, Chris, Stephen, and Andrew first. Let's go to Jesus first. Jesus, you're on the air from Texas.
Yes, sir. I have a Jones. I've been listening to you since 2011, and I do have relatives and friends over there in Mexico, and it's sad to me that the way it's changed a lot. I hear stories like a cartel walking to a restaurant, and if you got a beautiful daughter or a beautiful wife, they'll take it away from you, and if you say something, you get shot right there at the restaurant. What about the rancher, who they were going to take his ranch away, and he told all these people from his employees to leave. I don't want nobody to be here on the weekend, and he had a shootout with a cartel. He got a lot of them and did this. Killed him, but you hear all kinds of stories like that.
Oh, no. We're linked on Infowars.com. This is our hot story because it's so human, but the media won't cover because it's so human. There's such folk heroes down there. That guy killed like 25 people by himself. Then they killed him. He's like a folk hero. In fact, I can't read Spanish, so it's hard to cover. My cousin's going to look at it all, but I've been following it. They're killing all these old men, but these old men are killing a whole bunch of them before they die.
That's true. Yeah, I do have friends and relatives, and it's a shame to me what's happening over there. But, as I know that same thing is going to happen here in the United States with time. People are upset.
Well, that's the thing. The average American isn't a coward. They just don't want trouble. But when people start pushing us around, I guarantee you they're going to get it. And that's the same thing in Mexico, and that's why the media doesn't want you to know that the Mexican people are battling this evil with single-shot guns. And they're sick of it. In fact, there's photos of the vigilantes taking in some of the cartel people. I mean, they're done, folks. Isn't that exciting? Isn't that a human spirit? Doesn't that make you admire these people? These are men. What is going to fix our problems is good men standing up against evil men.
That's correct.
Any other points?
No, that's it.
Any other stories you're hearing from family in Mexico?
I work at a hospital, and a lot of Hispanic people tell me stories. I was raised in Eagle Pass, the border town with Piedras Negras, and also heard in October, This is what I heard. Mexican Marines came in there, and they were wiping the cartel, and the people that were from the cartel, they were taking them in helicopters, and they were just dropping them. But, yeah, that's sad to me. I finished high school back in 1976 in Eagle Pass, Sierra Negra's border town, and then it's a lot of changes. I went over the border one time, and he had a military vehicle on the side of Mexico. I can name the military vehicle. It looked like a tank with a machine gun pointing straight at you. And I said, man, things have changed a lot.
But you just said the Mexican Marinos are throwing cartel people out of helicopters.
This is a story I heard.
No, I've got family down there right now. They say I got family served like 20 tours, been in the Army 31 years. He says it's crazy. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3133.
The globalists have controlled the mainstream media for a long time, but now they're expanding and making the weaponization even more vicious and deceptive. All the major networks are state-run.
We are partnering this year with the NFL.
The NFL has become a political weapon against the Second Amendment and pushes Obamacare. MSNBC tells us that our children belong to the state.
We have to break through our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families and recognize that kids belong to whole communities.
It is more important than ever to realize that we are not the alternative media. We are the true media. The establishment dinosaur press is dying.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
Join us at InfoWarsNews.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Members can share their memberships with up to 11 people. By subscribing, you will literally be buying war bonds in the InfoWar to expand our operation in the face of the tyrants. Join us at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The globalist social engineers are not just targeting us with propaganda. They are manipulating our genetics. We are being targeted at every level by estrogen mimickers that lower our testosterone and other hormones and natural compounds that the body needs. After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula sourced from powerful organic herbs and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose. For a limited time, we are offering 15% off Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsLife.com to introduce you to this powerful supplement. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsLife.com.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosates that is found in water supply worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in water, it's in bread, it's in toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin,
You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Is it going to be cowboys that are going to save North America? Cliven Bundy demonized, but they stood up against the feds with guns, threatening to shoot anybody that engaged in the First Amendment. Free speech zones, attack dogs. They walked up against them with their guns aimed at them and stood up against them. And now in Mexico, it's cowboys again that are beating the drug cartels and the corrupt government that runs them. Very exciting. This is what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. Listen, somebody tries to push you around and dominate you and make you their slave and tell you you've done something wrong when you hadn't. That's an enemy trying to enslave you. And you got to stand up against them. I want to race through calls. David and Chris and Stephen and Andrew and so many others. Let's go to your calls right now on Mexico developing its own Second Amendment and the people lowering the crime rate. I read AP earlier admitting the crime rates have plunged in the six states and in all these towns where they've armed the towns, set up checkpoints, and they don't let the cartels in, or they want to have a firefight, they get one. And they are, the cartels are running. Or you can just let them walk into a restaurant and demand your wife and children, or come to your house and kill you. I mean, you can only lay down so long, ladies and gentlemen. It feels much better to attack when you've been attacked. And it's what creates a free society. And I don't want to fight. I'm not looking for trouble. But you know what? I'm not going to be a slave. They want to send us to FEMA camps. They want to do all this. They're going to get a war, and they know it. This is illegitimate. A bunch of globalists in Europe want to control Mexico and the U.S., want to suck us dry, want to be tax-exempt, want to have the Pope run around for them, calling for wealth redistribution. I'm going to talk about that in the next segment. But right now, let's go to your calls. David in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
It, George Washington said a free people ought not only to be armed, but disciplined.
And that's exactly what the Mexicans are doing, and I salute them. We salute you. This is what it's all about. Go ahead.
He also said, to rely upon a militia is to rest upon a broken staff. So he needed his words pretty funny.
Well, no. He was talking about that in combat against the British early in the war. He wanted organized military units trained by the Prussians. And that was out of context in the specific to the militia being the main battle force. It was one of the few areas where George Washington was proven wrong.
You're a dominant male, Alex Jones. Love your show.
I appreciate your call. I'm not disagreeing with you. That's just a fact. Let's talk to Chris in Indiana. Chris, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I grew up in the Mexican-like state of Illinois, and now I live in Indiana, and I'm a concealed carry weapon permit holder. Real quick, I'd like to make a suggestion for a guest. Steve Harris and or Bruce Dickinson from Iron Maiden. I think that'd be a great thing because they're from England and all that, where guns are banned as well.
Well, I met them. I got invited to backstage with them when Dave Mustaine was here when they played out at the Formula One track. And one of them I know has heard the show and was like a Christian. But I got to meet some of the other guys. And I like Iron Maiden. It's really great poetry. It's the opposite of Satanism. The churches don't even know what they're listening to. Don't even read the lyrics. And I would like to get the folks from Iron Maiden on. That's a good idea. We try to get the lead guy on, who's a billionaire from his other business ventures. He's launching his own airline, so that's probably the angle to get him on. You're already working on him. And again, great. I want to tell the crew something. Were you just on air? Because I want you guys, when you pop in to update on something like that, to be live.
Live. Gotcha.
That's a 3-year beg process I've done that just is, Buckley, I want you to enforce that. That I want the guys on the show, you know, if they're going to pop in, hey, we're already working on that. I want people to hear them.
We like being on the air. There's just so much talent back here. We don't want to take up your show.
Well, it doesn't matter. I mean, you guys are working on it, so good. Say, hey, we're working on it. Just don't wait for orders from headquarters. Chime in.
Yes, sir.
Jeez. Never. Anyways, thank you, sir. I appreciate your. Do you have any points on the topic?
Yeah, I'm here in Southern Indiana. our mayor is part of that Bloomberg group, Mayors Against Illegal Guns.
No, it's an anti-gun mafia. It's an anti-gun mafia to circumvent federal law and overthrow the republic. What a slimy group.
You're right. And when I was going to get my concealed carry weapon permit last year, about a couple months after Sandy Hook, I had a couple of patriots in front of me at the police department also getting it. Like, yeah, I'm here for my concealed carry weapon permit. And, you know, I had about five people in front of me, and it's like, I got the stats here. It just goes up like every quarter. It's like 500,000 people, and it's not just men. It's about three-quarter male, quarter female.
There is a revolution. It's not even about guns. It's about saying we are good. I took the cast of the hit TV show Silicon Valley out at Mike Judge's ranch even before it premiered, and we shot 50 cals and a bunch of other guns, and a bunch of these people never shot guns and have been kind of liberal. And within hours of shooting guns, they went, I drive a car, I pay taxes. Why does the government only have guns? This girl was shooting bullseye at 200 yards the first time she shot. You know, the redhead guy, a bunch of them were there. A bunch of those guys were there. In fact, most of those guys that are on screen were there. They were all great shots the first time they'd shot. And they were like, wow, this is no big deal. Yeah, why couldn't I have a gun? And that's what's happening here, is that we are literally promoting liberty one person at a time. And people have never shot guns. They shoot and they go, this is easy. Yeah, why shouldn't I be trusted to have guns? This is the 1776 revolution. This is it. And it will extinct criminal activity to a great extent. Kennesaw, Georgia had a 90%+ drop in crime within 5 years of mandatory gun ownership. Now, I don't believe constitutionally you can have mandatory gun ownership. I understand it's in the Constitution that all able-bodied men have to have guns, but maybe you can do that as national, you know, militia conscription. It is in the Constitution, not foreign conscription, domestic conscription. But we got to watch it because the globalists will just turn them into their own domestic army against us. But it doesn't matter. The unconstitutional law in Georgia made the crime rate go down. I appreciate your call. Let's move quick. I'll never get to all these calls. One call a segment. Let's talk to Andrew in Illinois. Another call from Illinois. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. I want to talk a little bit off the subject. That's about something that happened in our past, and that is the Guyana Jonestown massacre. There was an improperly built cyanide holding pond that contaminated the groundwater that the wells were put into. And the people were sick and dying, and that is why they had the kill-off with staged cyanide bottles to absolve the gold mining company from being
responsible. Yeah, I've read that. I've seen that. Yeah, the CIA was involved. That's even in mainline TV shows.
But that was the real reason they were killed, to absolve the gold company.
Well, that's great, brother. We're talking about arming people worldwide. If you can't trust citizens with guns, how would you trust the government? What's your take on that?
Boyd card I'm getting a concealed permit in the next 2 months or two.
Thank you. Good. I appreciate your call. God bless you. I'm not trying to be mean. We're just on a topic here. Stephen in Canada, you're on the air. Go ahead.
It's so good to talk to you. Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air worldwide. Mm-hmm.
The last time I spoke to you was on George Norris' show about having a difficult time calling in. I don't know if you remember.
And then I don't really remember, but you're on the air, brother, bigger than Dallas.
Okay. So just as an aside, I just thought that maybe you could instill like a text messaging tip system. It's like
That's a great point. We could have like a little box on a page on InfoWars where folks can just put text messages in continually. And then that way we can get news tips and stuff like Drudge has. That's a great idea. I appreciate your call. These calls are not on topic, folks. JT Coyote out of Colorado. You're on the air, sir. What's your take on this?
Hey, Alex.
Hey.
I tell you what, 1776 is going to be old granddads protecting their grandchildren's future with single-shot rifles and the Constitution. Clive Bundy and this hero down in Mexico with his rolling block rifle. These are the people that are going to show the children how to keep their liberty.
And even if they take our guns, we can walk into wherever the enemy's at with a knife and our hammer. I mean,
baseball bat, anything, your boot. Your boot will do it.
The will to resist is victory. Stay there. I want you to finish your point. JT Code, straight ahead. Abidi, Alex, Jesus, and Mark. We're going to go to all of you straight ahead, and then I'm going to hit the Pope calling for wealth redistribution.
In
the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record. Reports documented a 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base. Nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield Nascent Iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield Nascent Iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com. The globalists have controlled the mainstream media for a long time, but now they're expanding and making the weaponization even more vicious and deceptive. All the major networks are state-run.
We are partnering this year with the NFL.
The NFL has become a political weapon against the Second Amendment and pushes Obamacare. MSNBC tells us that our children belong to the state.
We have to break through our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families and recognize that kids belong to whole communities.
It is more important than ever to realize that we are not the alternative media. We are the true media. The establishment dinosaur press is dying.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
Join us at InfoWarsNews.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Members can share their memberships with up to 11 people. By subscribing, you will literally be buying war bonds in the info war to expand our operation in the face of the tyrants. Join us at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
The Mayfield's turret. Let the Mayfield's turret.
That's how Mexico's feeling. Once you've been stripped down to nothing, you'll find your humanity and rise. Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., there's the weekday show. Weeknight, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWars Nightly News. I'm back Sunday. Let's play some more Rammstein.
You're breathing in fumes. I take one weak kiss.
How did the great German people become such slaves under Hitler and now under socialism? They have to rediscover their liberty, just like the Mexicans do, just like we all do. All right, let's go back to your phone calls. JT Code, then Abidi, Alex, Mark in Texas. We'll get to all of you. Again, Mexico, the people are just getting guns. They won't turn them in. The crime rates are dropping where people have guns. And the Mexican government's saying, okay, maybe the citizens can have guns. That is so revolutionary. They've never been allowed to have guns in Mexico. And where there are guns in the general public's hands, the crime rate is plunging. This is such good news. JT Coyote in Colorado, closing comments on this.
Yes. And, you know, it won't ever happen. The globalists are realizing that in the Americas, there's a whole different spirit than there was in China when they took it over under Mao. This is not China. This is the Americas. And we are a whole different breed of animal. We believe and love our liberty. So, Alex, take care.
JT, you still there?
Oh, yeah.
Do you agree with me, though? This is a big deal if people recognize it. That the Mexican government's going, well, I guess you won't turn your guns in. I guess you lower the crime. I guess you can have them. Now all the Mexicans are going to demand it. Now all the people in the U.S. are going to demand it. I mean, this is such a victory.
Not just the people in Michoacán, but in Oaxaca, south, the Chiapas guys, they never gave theirs up. And so what's going to happen is they're going to take their country back, and then we can have a true North American union. That's what I'm looking for.
Oh, there's so much prosperity for everybody. I mean, I used to go down to Mexico 3 or 4 times a year, and now they won't let the people fish, so they're all bankrupt. Big trawlers can fish. They are literally bankrupting the Mexican people to force them into factory slave jobs. It's so evil. I appreciate your call. Abidi in Minnesota, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Yes, I mean, I just got back to St. Paul, and I know you covered the cartel stuff up here, and it's just crazy. I definitely think the Mexican people are a great example. I think Vice actually did a short documentary on these vigilantes taking back their town, and it's just a beautiful sight.
No, I covered that. I mean, they covered it like 5 years ago. Yeah, we've talked about that.
Yeah, they're holding their own public hearings, you know, outing these guys. And I honestly think that when you're faced with that much evil, like the Knights Templars that they have down there and all these other cartels are just, we're demonic people, you know what I mean? We just see that everywhere, you know, the Taliban and
every time they bust into a cartel leader's house, there's satanic altars.
Wow.
That's been in Texas monthly that they have satanic altars. I mean, these people are sick.
They really are, man. I mean, I'm not really surprised at all. And I definitely think, you know, this is just a sign of things to come, you know, prosperity where people kind of take up their arms and fight back against evil, but just an encroachment of evil as well.
I agree. The evil's gotten so bad, people aren't going to give up their wives and children to be raped by the cartel. I mean, it's over.
Yeah. No way. And to touch upon what the Pope said about the redistribution of wealth, I mean, since when was he a spokesperson for the entire world outside of the Catholic Church?
Well, I mean, number one, the big banks have gotten literally hundreds of trillions from the West the last 10 years in banker bailouts. And they're saying redistribute the wealth. That's because they're all tax exempt. It's the big rich, George Soros, Warren Buffett, you name it, calling for higher taxes on minimum wage workers under Obamacare. It's just a fraud. And then as things get worse, Warren Buffett goes, get the guy that owns a car dealership that makes $1 million a year. Shut him down. When the guy that owns a car dealership's hiring all these people, going to your restaurant, his wife's getting her hair done, he's buying cars, he's going on trips. Middle class creates the economy. They give people the ladder up. Mexico doesn't have a middle class to speak of. That's why they're slaves. We need a renaissance in Mexico. God bless you. But instead, El Norte is collapsing as well. Great points. Let's talk to Alex in Wisconsin, then Mark in Texas. You're on the air, Alex.
Do you agree that this Mexican situation and even the Bundy showdown shows that, quote, the flip side to victim is hero?
That's right. You're either a victim or you're a hero. And humans are powerful. We're effective. Good men and women can do great things. That's what I'm saying. These poor Mexican farmers are kicking everybody's butt outnumbered for 5 years, and now the government goes, okay, you can have your guns, because the country's so corrupt, it's all collapsing even for the criminal government. That's the lesson. You have no morals, you sink to the bottom. And again, it's a bunch of cowboys in Mexico literally saving areas of the country. And it's spreading. Other Mexicans are saying, why can't I have guns? Listen, U.S. tourists go down to different cities in Mexico that used to be safe. They get robbed and killed. They get kidnapped. Mexico is becoming Guatemala or Nicaragua or El Salvador. It is collapsing into total hell. And the answer is deal with the criminals. Stop cowering to them. Go ahead. Anything else?
Yes. Look how far they had to go down in Mexico. I wonder what would be in store for us.
Well, Mexico's not out of the woods yet, but this is a big deal that the government can't get their guns. They admit the crime rate's going down in the AP. So they're saying the head of Interpol came out months ago and said, arm the general public worldwide. It lowers crime. Of course it does. Of course it does. But the point is reality setting in. Even the establishment's going, man, it's not safe when we rob everybody. It kind of hurts productivity. Exactly. Liberty, freedom, a moral society creates prosperity. We don't want to be North Korea. We don't want to be Mexico. And it's not bashing Mexico or North Korea to say they're two of the most corrupt countries in the world. We want them to have freedom. We feel for what they're going through. Thank you, Alex. Let's go ahead and talk to Mark in Texas. Mark, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Alex, you know, what's happening in Mexico, and I'm really so proud of the Mexican people now that they're finally starting to rebel.
But it's rural, hardworking people that are just like somebody from Texas or just like somebody from Northern California that runs a vineyard. They're real people that work outside, that work hard, who live in the real world, who aren't going to have their wife raped. They're done. They're done.
But,
go ahead.
But it comes like you had a ruling class for a long time in Mexico. Every once in a while, they mostly descended from the conquistadors. And every once in a while, you get men like Pancho Villa, Emiliano Zapata, who overthrow this ruling class, but then for some reason goes right back into the same thing again. Maybe it is because they have their gun rights curtailed or something. I don't know. Because at least here in the United States, we do have a ruling class, but we haven't let them take full control of us.
They're trying, though. They're trying to extinct our liberty like Mexico did. We're being converted to slaves just like Mexico.
Well, that's why I listen to you, Alex. That's why you're the best. There is no talk show host like you. Period. Okay, well, there's no mainstream media like you. You are the media, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, God bless you, brother.
Like Mark Tice and maybe John B. Wells, people like you. You are the media. Period.
Well, thank you, and I appreciate your call. That's our last caller we have time for. But look, I just don't like being a slave. I take it personal when I see North Koreans as slaves in photos. I take it personal when I see cartels raping people's wives, killing their kids. I take it personal because I realize empathy, that could happen to me. I don't like it. And I'd like to be able to travel to Mexico. It's a beautiful country. I can't even go down there now. It's so corrupt and dangerous. And I'm sick of it. I'm tired of it. And I want to see good men stand up and defeat this evil. And I want to see women back their men to be warriors. Because if women back their men, come back with your shields or on them, as the Greeks would say, men will act like men. And it's going to be the return of men that's going to save things and the return of women being women and loving the family and doing the right thing. Because we're headed for the same way Mexico's going. And Greece, Spain, the whole world's collapsing, folks, because we've let evil take over. And corruption's always there. Nobody's perfect. But they've made corruption sexy in the gangster videos and the rap videos. And so much of the Spanish music is glorifying it. It's not pretty. It's sick. And then, I'm not a Catholic basher, but I've got to say, I have a right to speak out against communism, to have the Jesuit Pope come out and say, you know, encourages the UN to push global wealth redistribution. That's stealing. But the elites, the UN itself is tax exempt. The EU bureaucrats are tax exempt. The Vatican's tax exempt. You give up the treasure. You give up the treasure of the Vatican to the poor. You do things like that, then I would hear what you're saying. That's all I'm pointing out, is that the ultra-rich are always making people poor and then calling for wealth redistribution. Well, from who? How about we redistribute the guns from the government to the people? I am for that redistribution. See you back tomorrow, Lord willing, 11 a.m. of the weekday transmission.